All right, Renegades, this is Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe, coming at you raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic. If you came here looking for sugar-coated, politically correct fluff, you're in the wrong damn place. But if you want the truth, no matter how hard it hits, you're in the right spot. So buckle up, because we're about to tear through the lies, expose the distractions, and confront the chaos head on. Let's go ahead and ride. Let me ask you something. Are you a man who sees through the smoke and mirrors, or are you just another pawn in their game? Because while people were busy running their mouths about the Obamas and who knows what else, the real action was unfolding in plain sight. Love him or hate him, Trump stormed back into office and he already turned the political landscapes upside down, folks. You ready to unpack the truth? Let's go ahead and go. Because I tell you what, today we're talking about what it means to see through the distractions and focus on what matters. I'm going to be hitting you with the scripture, with the truth, and action steps. Because as men of faith and fortitude, we do not have the luxury of being ignorant. We are called to be watchmen on the wall, to stay alert while the world sleeps. By the time we're done, you will be armed with clarity and purpose, ready to lead in these chaotic times. And stick with me, because I promise you that I'm going to show you how to cut through the bullshit to cut through the noise, step into God's truth, and take action as a man who leads his family and his community with strength and conviction. This is not about politics. This is about being awake and ready to fight the good fight. Let's go ahead and dig in, shall we? Let's cut straight to it. Gossip is a tool of the enemy. The devil does not need you to sin big. No, he doesn't. He just needs you distracted. See, while the media and social media were busy spinning stories about Obama's personal lives, here's what they didn't want you to notice. Trump is back in office, and whether you like him or not, moves are being made. And these moves, they can flip the entire country upside down. So let me drop some Bible on you. Good to go? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking who he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. That's not just about spiritual warfare, brothers. It's about the battlefield of your mind. If you're not vigilant, the enemy will feed you lies and steal your focus. Don't fall for it. Good to go? Here's what's gone down in just 1 week. National emergency at the border. See, troops are being deployed, walls are going up, and the immigration debate just hit the boiling point. The second thing, Paris climate deal, out. Like it or not, America's energy policies are being flipped overnight. Third thing, DEI policies, axed. No more government hiring quotas based on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's all about merit now. It's about damn time. And talk about ending birthright citizenship. That's a move most leaders won't even whisper about. Good to go? This is real life change happening faster than anyone expected. And here's the kicker. Most people didn't even see it coming. Proverbs 27:12 says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. See, wake up, brothers. Don't be the fool who's caught off guard. Let me be blunt. This is not about Trump or Biden, red or blue. This is about control, power, and who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. We've got troops on the move, energy policies flipping, and laws being written that will shape our lives for decades. As men of faith, we're called to see through the charades. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. But that truth does not come easy. You've got to fight for it, folks. You've got to dig. You've got to stay grounded in God's word. Because without it, you will fall for anything. I want you to stay vigilant. I want you to stay informed. Men, we've got a job to do. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Circumspectly means with careful attention, with your eyes wide open, folks. That's what it means. Good to go? We cannot afford to be passive. We cannot afford to sit back and let the media, the politicians, or the culture tell us how to think. This is our time to rise up, to be informed, and to lead with wisdom. So here's your mission, Renegades, if you so choose to accept it. Turn off the distractions. Stop wasting your time on gossip and start digging into the truth. Read the policies. Watch what's happening, not what they're telling you to watch. Good to go? I also want you to step into your community. Be the change right where you are. Serve, lead, and make your voice heard. Another thing, pray for discernment. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And he'll show you what's true, folks. Lead your family, your wife, your kids, your brothers in Christ. They're looking to you. Don't let them down. Be the man that God has called you to be. So here's the bottom line, folks. We are living in a world that's desperate for men of conviction, men of truth, and men of fortitude. The culture wants you soft, wants you distracted, and afraid. But God's called you to be bold. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We are not here to follow the crowd. We are here to lead, to stand firm, and to fight for what's right. So let the world play its game. We've got our eyes on the prize. And that prize is the eternal kingdom that can't be shaken. So here's your full throttle moment, folks. Let me leave you with this. Your allegiance is not to man, to a party, or a system. Your allegiance is to God, to his word, and to the mission that he's called to. Stay vigilant, stay faithful, and don't let anyone steal your focus. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Good to go? Now, it's your turn, folks. Share this episode with a brother. brother who needs to hear the truth. Drop a comment down below and let me know where you stand on these issues. Let's have a hard conversation. Good to go. I want you to make sure you're subscribed because this is just the beginning. So make sure you hit like and subscribe, folks. Go ahead and get to smashing them buttons. See, the world's moving fast, but we're not backing down. We are men of action, men of faith, and men of fortitude. Together, we are going to stand strong, stay true, and keep our eyes fixed on God. This is Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, Preacher Joe, signing off. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, God bless. We rock. If you have not done so already, go ahead and cruise by Amazon or, matter of fact, Barnes & Noble, and check out my book, Men of Faith.